שירו לו, זמרו לו, שיחו בכל נפלאותיו. שירו לו, זמרו התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח למבקשי השם, התעללו בשם קודשו, התעללו בשם קודשו, ישמח למבקשי השם, ישמח למבקשי השם.
קטע קריאה רבש סדר ג' סדר עבודה. אין שום מציאות בעולם חוץ מאלוקות.
רבש, in the order of the work. There is no reality but godliness, and all concealment is only in man's feelings. Because before a person is qualified to attain the truth, he has to believe that the truth is not according to what he knows and feels, but it is as they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not, which is only because of the correction, so that man will achieve his wholeness, where he feels only himself and no other reality. Therefore, if a person returns his heart, if a person replies to his heart to try to go with faith above the intellect, this qualifies him to come into the revelation of the face. Again, there is no reality in the world but godliness, and all the concealment is only in man's feelings. Because before a person is qualified to attain the truth, he must believe that the truth is not according to what he knows and feels, but it is as they have eyes and see not, they have ears and hear not, which is only because of the correction, so that man will achieve his wholeness. He feels only himself and no other reality. Therefore, if a person tries to go with faith above the intellect, by this it qualifies him to come into the revelation of the face.
Workshop question: how does the perception of reality change once we discover that the evil forces all come from the Creator in order to guide us? Again, how does the perception of reality change once we discover that all of the evil forces come from the Creator in order to guide us? We're speaking in turns.
Maybe it changes toward knowing this one force, this unity. Maybe it's after we feel ourselves as one soul in the ten. What do you say?
This is what we talked about on the morning lesson, that this is our way of life. And it's churning, inverting all of this suffering into an adventure. I see you're skeptic about it, but still, if we're able to perceive the state and see it as part of our advancement, then that's something completely different than being stuck in a certain state. And we can only do it as a 10. We can only make this turn, change as a 10, to help a person not to be... stuck in that state. I feel that this is the root of change.
Yeah. It means seeing how all the bad and good states come to me in order to promote me to the right perception of reality. Where everything I'm going through, I'm not going through for no reason or to enjoy it in my will to receive or to suffer from it in the will to receive. There's first of all a force that sends me these things, and it sends them to me in order to develop me. You could say that this,
we can say that this is the change, that if you reveal, one time you reveal that it's the bad state, and the second time you understand that it comes from the Creator in order to advance me, and this is the essence of the change, because everyone feels bad states, and they attribute it to the Creator, if you attribute it to the Creator as something that pushes you towards the goal, that's the work.
Yeah, in fact, to call it bad or suffering, it's a sign that that's how you feel. You can't just say, oh, man, it's so awesome, it's so pleasant, it's from the Creator, it's a gift, it's a surprise, it's a treat. That's baloney. It's painful. But the fact that it's coming from the Creator in order to promote me can show me a path for correction, for work, for understanding where I need to change in order to add in connection and dvikut, to try to cling more to the quality of bestowal. This is my lifeline from the death of this world, which is full of this kind of stuff only.
Yeah, it's the same split that we have to keep inside us. The split that identifies the world and that everything that's going on here is by default in the ego. And everything that I interpret as good or bad comes from that. And we're developing a new muscle for the perception of reality. And so how is the Creator connected to everything that's happening with me right now? So we study about it a few hours every day, so it has to kind of permeate into your day. And we have to think about each other. The Kabbalists say that if I think about you, then a certain force from nature awakens and an invisible net works on us, and suddenly Gershon, he remembers, why? Because I made an effort, and the same towards me.
When we discover that the bad forces are coming from the Creator, I think it's the end of correction. There's no bad anymore if we can see that it's aimed to bring us to the good. When we practice on it, scrutinize it among us and help each other live in this, and we discover all kinds of impressions, special sensitivities, all kinds of things to the friends, to the group. I think that what changes is mainly the sensitivity toward this thing called Creator, which is everything around us. This is what gradually changes.
גם בהקשר לזה, כאילו החיישן הזה שלי, הסנסור שלי, הוא משקר, הוא כל הזמן משקר.
Also, my sensor constantly lies. It's working all the time, and it's lying all the time. So the suffering we're talking about are the bad. You can see every moment that it's not true. So life altogether is a sequence of concealments. It's endless. You can be in this work all the time, but for this you really have to live in another place. It can't be inside of the same me. I'm sure that I have to change in order to really live in the second option.
And also to change the possibilities all the time. Playing in this game is something that you can't do. It's impossible. The only thing we can do is agree to accept what the friends are saying. At least to exert in that.
Or to agree to accept what the Creator is giving. Because I was thinking, if after this entire process, does this feeling change, or does it remain only my attitude towards it changes? Maybe it goes both ways, I'm not sure, but for sure you start making a discernment between the two.
I'm trying to think from the other end. from the other side. When the will to receive is happy, it doesn't move an inch. To move it, you really need to beat it up. Otherwise, it doesn't move. There's no way by itself. That's how nature is built. In order to rear this beast until it becomes a man. So then you have drama, something bad happens, something good, something bad, but it's the operating program is built so that you would suffer a certain amount of blows in a certain amount of times. You work with them, you process them, you understand them, and you grow from them. It doesn't matter what we say, that's the way it is.
Now, it seems that there is a certain distance that we have to make. And the question is, how do you do it? Do you have the GPS in order to take the shortest route and not to get stuck in traffic?
La 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 la